President Lincoln was once quoted as declaring that the ballot is stronger than the bullet. These words ring out as poetic pieces of history in times of crisis. However, the American people often have lost the meaning of these words as we speed farther into the 21st century. As our next election looms, countless American citizens have become disillusioned with the democracy our founding fathers consecrated so many years ago. The fact is that over 30% of eligible voters still do not participate in our general national elections, causing many to now ask themselves, where do we go from here? What marks American democracy as something worth fighting for? These questions prompt us to remember the strongest parts of our government. Through the freedom of casting vote, we are given autonomy over our government. This autonomy is a luxury that much of the world does not share. Billions of people around the world live under autocracy, unable to empower themselves to a representative government. And many of these people live in squalor or in war, and yet these are conflicts that they had no power to stop. Without the power of voting, they are rendered voiceless. This signals to us the importance of the power we hold when we vote in our country. For voting is freedom. Through our democracy, we are given autonomy over our own affairs. And by the votes that we cast, we input what our world will look like. Through our democracy, we are granted an environment of healthy discourse and a freedom of speech that is unparalleled throughout the rest of the world. Because we live in a democracy that allows us to vote for the future we envision, we are able to accept and dissent upon political policies that will change our lives. This freedom of speech is only made possible because our nation is predicated on democracy. It would be impossible to allow free speech if we could not allow a fair and just election process. Therefore, democracy inherently demands that we maintain this freedom for our citizens. By the votes we cast, we celebrate a right that is written into the Bill of Rights itself, an ardent freedom of speech. This freedom of speech highlights another facet of our democracy in its equality. Democracy in America is a great equalizer above all. For in America, the lawyer has the same vote as the farmer. The doctor has the same vote as the struggling business owner. The college student and the homeless man remain equal in their votes. Although we are divided in our careers, in our socioeconomic status, in our race, and in every other aspect, we are united as one by our democracy and by its power that we all share. It is an acknowledgement of the downtrodden, the injured. It is an acknowledgement of those who continue to fight. Additionally, in celebrating these virtues of our beautiful democracy, it would be wrong to suggest that our future is guaranteed. It is fragile. Our representative government is only made possible by those who serve our country, to the veterans of this nation that we are indebted, and to those that have lost their lives defending these rights. It is now our duty as Americans to make sure their efforts were not in vain. Through them, our republic has the potential to realize its democratic attributes of autonomy, equality, and freedom of speech. Because these are the greatest attributes of our democracy and of the democratic society we live in. To live and vote in the democratic sovereignty that our founding fathers and veterans have fought to protect is an undertaking we must accept. As we move forward as a nation, we must accept this duty and this promise. Because ultimately, our democracy is a promise that we shall fight to maintain what we have hallowed here. A promise that we shall fight to protect the ideal of a shining city upon a hill. It is a promise that will ring over the peaks and vales of our nation as long as we are brave enough to believe in it.